Belmont University has figured out what to do with an extraordinary gift it received from the will of a reclusive music heir, 500 vintage instruments collected over a lifetime. The multi-million-dollar collection includes some of the finest guitars and mandolins ever made. A new gallery on campus brings them out of hiding and even makes them available for musicians to play. WPLN contributor Amy Eskind reports.
The nearly $10 million worth of old instruments were donated by Stephen Kern Shaw. He was the son of a famous bandleader and grandson of Jerome Kern, the beloved composer of classics The Way You Look Tonight, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and Old Man River.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say.
But Shaw didn't have the musical talent of his father and grandfather.
He was a collector and hoarder. He was not a great player. He could play.
That's George Groon, owner of Nashville's Groon Guitar. He got to know Shaw as his frequent customer over decades.
His basic income throughout life was, frankly, royalties from Jerome Kern, which supported his collecting habits.
He had multiples of many fine instruments, and some of these were true gems. Groon, who has an encyclopedic knowledge about vintage guitars, knows extraordinary when he sees it. One guitar he values at $350,000. Groon says they are not only musically important, but they are also pieces of art.
This Martin 00028 was made in 1912, and it has genuine ivory friction pegs. The bindings here, everything that looks white is real ivory.
After some work by Groon, the instruments produced the sound they were made to deliver.
Get out a 1927 Gibson F5 mandolin. This is more rare than a Stradivarius violin. Yeah, Bill Monroe, when he got an F5 mandolin, his entire playing style changed. If you listen, it was only after he got an F5 that he started to do that chop rhythm that could drive the rhythm of a five-piece band.
While the instruments have historical importance, they've been out of circulation for decades.
We didn't really get to see them much because, I mean, frankly, his house, when we finally got into it, looked a lot like some of those TV shows about hoarders and the compulsive hoarders. He wouldn't let anyone in his house. He was afraid that people would find out what he had and break in.
Groon discovered, to some alarm, that his friend, in his 70s and ill with liver disease, had not written a will and hadn't made plans for the collection after his death.
And I persuaded him that he really needed to have a will. The idea that it could be enjoyed by others and seen and heard was something that was pleasing to him, although he didn't want that done till after he was dead.
Shaw's will was signed a mere 2 weeks before his death in 2015, bequeathing the entire collection to Belmont University. But University President Bob Fisher says he had to think twice about offering a home to the collection.
My first response, too, was 500 guitars. What in the world do you do with them? Where do we put them?
Fisher may lead a renowned music school, but he needed a lesson himself in the rarefied world of vintage instruments.
I always was wondering, what's the difference between my old Silvertone guitar and a Martin anyway? Well, now I know. It's big.
Fisher also decided Belmont is the perfect fit for the collection. There is a distinct guitar culture across campus, says Doug Howard, dean of the Curb College of Entertainment and Music Business. And he says it's not just among guitar majors, although there are plenty. Even nursing students strum.
You can go to any major, and there's going to be a dorm room open, and everyone's got a guitar. Our students don't really know yet the treasure that we have in store for them.
Students will be able to practice and play on these guitars and mandolins for their recitals and concerts, and that excites Howard.
It's just hard in life to think about a situation where you'd have an opportunity to really check out and play some of the really finest instruments that have ever been made. And to have that access, maybe steps and doors away from, you know, your dorm room.
The Gallery of Iconic Guitars, already nicknamed The Gig, is tucked behind the Belmont Library circulation desk. The intimate soundproof room is a small showcase and performance space outfitted with sophisticated alarms. The gallery's initial display of 100 instruments is open to students and the public for a small admission fee. University officials are still figuring out a secure checkout system for the additional 400 prized instruments. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.